Bibles. All right, well, let's get into the Word of God this morning. We're going to read Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. If you would stand with me for the honor of reading God's Word. And we are going to be in another parable today, Matthew 20, starting at verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. This would be about 6 a.m. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius for the day, that would be a common day's wage, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, 9 a.m., and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to those, he said, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you." And so they went. Again, he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did the same thing. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why have you been standing here idle all day long?" And they said to him, "Because no one hired us." He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last group to the first." When those hired at the 11th hour, that had been about 5 p.m., came, each one received a denarius. And when those hired first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And when they received it, they grumbled at the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the scorching heat of the day." But he answered and said to one of them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go. But I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with what is my own? Or is your eye envious because I am generous?" So the last shall be first and the first last. Let's pray. Father, I pray that this morning you would speak to us. And God, that we would hear what you're saying through this parable. And that we would be a gracious people. That we would be thankful for your grace, that we would be thankful for the opportunity to be in your kingdom. And Lord, that we would not be envious or jealous of anyone or anything, that we would welcome and be about your business. Lord, help me to preach plain and clear today. I understand the judgment on my life and rightly dividing your word of truth, and I do accept that place. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray and his name that I preach. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. If you can use your imagination just for a moment, what is over here to my right, your left, is a boat. This is a boat. And we're going somewhere. When we get in a boat, there's a destination, and the church is a boat that's moving. We're moving, and there is a destination that we're going to. But the boat just sitting there, empty, can't go anywhere. So I need some rowers. I need some rowers. I need to get me some rowers. I need a rower. Would you be a rower? Who will be a rower? Will you be a rower? Huh? Bill, you want to be a rower? Huh? Come up there and be a rower. Carolyn, you want to be a rower? Come up and be a rower. How many is that, five? Here we go. We got to have a rower. All right, guys, hey, we got somewhere to go. We got to move. We got to row. So what I need you all to do is we're going to get our oar. Get your oar. Everybody get your oar. And we got to start rowing. You ready? Let's go. He's going to start rowing. We got to row. Let's get in line now. Let's get in step. Let's do it. We got to go straight. We're going to go straight. Okay. Okay. Now we got to go. We're going to go to the right here pretty soon. Hey, we need to pick it up. We're not moving like we need to. We need more rowers. We need more rowers. We got to have more rowers. Hey, we need more rowers. We're not going fast enough. We're slow. Will you all row? Come on. We need more rowers. We need a row, guys. Come on, let's row. Let's keep it rowing. Come on. We got a row, guys. Stay. Hey, stay. Stay. Let's stay focused. Let's stay focused. Hey, somebody's rocking the boat. Hey, somebody's rocking the boat. We got to stay focused. Who's Rebecca? Hey, we've all got to be rowing. We got to be rowing. Let's all row. Whoa, keep going. Keep going. Don't be this guy. Thank you, guys. We got to have rowers. The kingdom has to have rowers. The boat's going somewhere. There are people lost. There are people who need to be saved. And we are safe. We know Jesus. And we've got a mission. We've got to lead people to Jesus. They got to come to know who he is. As a church, we have an opportunity to invite people to come in. We always need more rowers, right? You always need more rowers. We always need more rowers. We don't need people that rock the boat. This guy back here, I don't know who he was. Can you believe? You know, it's easy to get off focus, isn't it, sometimes? It's easy to get off focus. It's easy to make it about things that it's not should be about. And what we have an opportunity to do, as the ship gets bigger, more people get to row. I don't know if you, did you miss that? As the ship gets bigger, the more people get to row. The bigger the ship, the more rowers we should have. Amen. I think that's a good thing. What about you? I don't think it's a bad thing. And so what you got to understand is there's a place for me to row, and I can row. Maybe physically you can't do what you used to do, but I tell you what, praying is rowing. When you say, I will pray for what's going on, and you dedicate X amount of days through the week and say, you know what, I need some people to pray for me. John needs some people to pray for him. There is always something you can do, amen? There is never something that you can be like, well, there's not a place for me here. Now we got to row. We got to be rowers. We got to be people that are rowing, because you see, God wants more people rowing in his kingdom. He wants more workers in his field. He goes out. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who goes out. He owns a vineyard, and he's looking for workers. Now, these guys would show up. This was a seasonal moment. This was harvest time. And during the harvest time, the farmer would go out and not have to hire. They wouldn't have to be a full-time employee at this time, but he would need extra workers. And so he would go to this certain area. These men who came and showed up, they came because they needed a job. Thank God they showed up to at least get a job. Amen. Huh? You know, I mean, there's a good place to go when you're broke. It's called work. You know, they give you a paycheck every time. And so these guys were ready to work. So I'm glad they weren't at home playing the Xbox or out doing. They were willing to work. So these guys were willing to work. And the guy comes in and he hires him some workers. And they go out into the field and they're working. He goes back, and he starts at 6 a.m. He goes back at 9 a.m., still needs more workers. Find some guys, and he says, we still need some work. What are you doing? Nobody's hired us. And he says, I will give you what is right. The first group, he said, I will pay you a full day's wage. And those guys heard it, and they said, sounds great to me. We need some money. We need to provide for our family. We'll work. We'll work for you. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to work. And they go and they work. The second group and the group following them weren't guaranteed a full day's wage. All they were guaranteed was that I will give you what is right. So they had to trust that they would be dealt with kindness, didn't they? They had no guarantee. They had no thing. And so they went. So they go and they work. Well, he comes back again at 12. gets more workers, same thing, whatever is right, I'll give you, right? Comes back at 3 p.m. Then he comes back at 5 p.m. That tells me that God is really interested in bringing people to his kingdom. What do you think? No matter what hour it is. I hear, you know, some people say they're like, well, you know, I'm just so old now, I don't know if God would want me in his kingdom. I've actually heard somebody tell me that. Because they've been older, they felt like they've wasted their life. There's no sense in, you know, no. It doesn't matter how old, how young you are, he wants you in the kingdom. So guess what? We have a message at the church that everybody's invited to row the boat. Everybody, we need to invite all people. It doesn't matter. It's not too late to become a Christian. It's never too late to get into the kingdom. It's never too late. So, and no matter what you've done, I've heard people say this. Well, I've just done too many bad things. I know God couldn't forgive me. Have you ever heard that one? That's not true. It's not true. No matter how late you are in life, no matter how bad you think that you have done, God's grace is available for you to get in and row. And he wants you into his kingdom, and he invites you into his kingdom, and we need more workers, and we'll continue to seek workers. And as a church, guess what? Here's the great opportunity that we have. As the church gets bigger, and as we continue to grow, because this service here, you know, it could get bigger, couldn't it? You think we need more rowers in this service? I see a sea of blue. I see a lot of blue right here. You know, there's more people that need to get in the boat and row, because there's more people who need to know Jesus. There's more people who need to be saved. And the more people you have, the more that can move the ship faster, because we're going somewhere. We're on a journey with Jesus, aren't we? We're on a journey together. You can either row the boat or rock the boat. Which one will you be? Huh? You going to be a rower? Or are you going to be a rocker? I saw a lot of rowers this week, didn't you? Man, I saw a lot. And we moved the ship. We moved the ship. And we needed a lot of workers. I mean, for VBS to be as successful, I'm telling you, as many kids that came through here, how well it worked and how well it moved, man, it was only because we had the people willing to say, you know what, I'll row this week. Eric, he could use more rowers. Mike, he's on the clean team on Sunday after church. They have two rowers. That's all they got. You can use more, couldn't you? Huh? I mean, you think, well, I don't know where I could fit in. You see, Eric and Mike, there you go. There's two ways that you can get involved real quick. You see, John, there's always work with the youth. There's always things to do. Some of you go out there and you row through the week at your job, right? You witness. You live your life. You might not have a visible ministry here, but you're out there rowing in the workplace. We need that too. Amen? We need those people that are doing prayer, maybe, you know, praying for the co-workers and doing all that. We need people out there. We just need more rowers. Look at you and say, we need rowers. Got to have rowers for the kingdom. Because as we continue to grow, we continue to move, more people get on, and we want more people to row. No matter how early you start or how late you start, you're invited to the kingdom. Now, one thing I think we learn in this parable as well is this. Do not think that you're more special because you started early. Right? Now, watch this. I want you to look at verse 10. Go back to verse 10 if you can find it for me, Dallas. There we go. When those hired first came, go ahead, underline these two words. They thought. Because that's what will get you into trouble. That's what will get you in trouble in life. Is when you think. Huh? Right? Well, I thought. Well, I thought, how many of y'all ever done that? You've assumed something. You've assumed something was going to be a certain way, or you thought something, and man, and you got your feelings hurt. Or you got yourself all thinking you were going to have this opportunity, maybe even at your job, and you didn't. Huh? Have you ever gotten mad at work because someone maybe got the job and you didn't? Because you thought. Now, when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. Now, watch this. They thought, they assumed something. They thought because they showed up first and worked all day long, and the guys that came in the very end got the exact same amount that they were given, they thought, man, if they got a denarius, I wonder what we're going to get. Bonus time. You know, I mean, they were all excited. You know, and I know in every one of us we can relate to these guys. Because if we were in this story and we were the first workers, we would be feeling the exact same way. When those guys that just worked for an hour got the same pay that I got for working all day. How many of y'all would be like these guys? That ain't fair. That ain't fair. That ain't fair. Who said? Who said it wasn't fair? Talk to me. Who said that it wasn't fair? They said it. They did. They thought it wasn't fair. What did they agree to? A full day's wage. When they got hired at 6 a.m., they agreed to get paid to work one day, and they got paid what they agreed to. Is that fair? Did they get paid? Did they get paid? Did they get treated justly? They weren't mistreated, were they? But man, there's something about us that's like, man, that ain't fair. That ain't right. They were treated justly. They were treated right. The other guys got treated with grace. They trusted that whatever was right is what they would receive. And so they trusted that who hired them would treat them with kindness. And they got more than what they ever probably thought. Right? There's a tendency for us to, when you know, it's like in churches, and where we're unique, where we're a church plant, a lot of times we can get this, well, I was with him in the house. Well, we were with LWC at the storefront. That makes us special. We were with him at Grassy Lick. And then some of you are going to be able to say one day, I remember when we were in the other side of the building. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter when you get in the game. We are glad you're in the game. Okay? And we want you to row. Whether you were with us from the very beginning, or you're with us now, or the people that will be with us in 5 years down the road that just get in, guess what? We need them rowing too. They need to row. And you know what our attitude's got to be? Glad you're here. Pick up an oar. Let's go. We got work to do. We got work to do. So no matter when you get in the game, guess what? Everybody here is important. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that we have the church that we have, and I'm glad that you came here. I'm glad that you're a part of what's going on here, and guess what? I want you to pick up an oar, and I want you to row, and I want you to invite somebody else to sit beside you and row alongside you. Here we go, because here's what we got to do. We have an opportunity all the time. We can row, and we can work, and then I can say, man, it sure would be nice if we had some more folks beside us rowing. Just think what we could do. What could Living Water Church do if we unleashed the full potential that we have here? Huh? What if everybody gave the way that they should give? We'd have this building paid off in 2 years. Ah, I'll let somebody else do that, Rowan. Huh? We got 7 purposes that we try to hit. Right? Bible study. Ah, I don't need to go to Bible study. Now you need to roll Bible study. Pray. I'll let somebody else pray. Now you need to be praying. Worship. Yeah, I kind of like worship. I'll do the worship rowing. Now, what about the prayer and the Bible study? Worship, belong. Becoming a vital church member. Saying, you know what? Living Water is my church family, and I'm going to be committed to what God's doing here, and I believe in what God's doing here, and I'm going to love the people here, and I'm going to encourage the people here, and I'm going to lift up the people here. Serving. Well, I just don't know where I don't have a place to serve. Oh, come, we'll help you. There's all kinds of places to serve. Invite. We all need to be inviting. We need to be inviting people. Inviting people. Because people matter. People matter. The reason why the buildings are important is because of the people. And then giving, those 7. If all of us are rowing those 7 and we're all hitting that, what could happen? Could you, just dream with me for a moment. Dream with me for a moment. Additional staff, finishing out the building, doing a church plant in some of the Eastern Kentucky parts maybe, in some counties that they could benefit maybe from having a church similar to Living Water Church. You see, Fairview Baptist Church helped start this church. I want to be a church that helps start other churches. What about you? That only happens with rowers. You can't do that without rowers. What could happen? I'm telling you, the possibilities, if everyone started engaging, got in the boat, and we all started rowing, and we got fully engaged, I think it would blow our mind what could happen. So guess what? Whether you've been with us for 12 years or 2 months, we are so thankful that you're here. And we love the fact that you're here with us. And we hope you stay and row with us. Amen? Another point I want to make. You ready? Never think that God owes you. That you deserve your wage. Never think that God owes you anything. You see, these men thought that they deserved more than what they agreed to. If we get what we deserve, guess what the Bible says? The wages of sin is death. So, does everyone here want their right? Do you want to get what you deserve? Or do you want grace? I want his grace. I don't want one I deserve, because I deserve death and hell because I have sinned against a holy God. But he offers grace and mercy. And I'm glad in that name. Never think that God owes you anything. And we do that. Something bad happens to us, and we've been serving God for years, and we say, I can't believe God would allow me to go through something like that, where so-and-so over here, you know, nothing bad happens to him. That's not fair. We're not guaranteed anything but eternal life. We are guaranteed that in this world you will have trouble, but fear not, I've overcome the world. The reason why sometimes we get upset with God is because we feel like he owes us something. And he absolutely owes us nothing. Anything that we get from him is a gift and is by his good grace. And so we are to be a thankful people always. We ought to be the most great thankful people. We ought to thank God every day. Every breath that we breathe, that's because God allowed us to have another breath. Do you realize? God owes us absolutely nothing, but we owe Him everything. Do you get it? Do you see? We don't want to be the people who expects that God owes us something. We got to be happy that we're able to row and rejoice with others no matter how late they come on. Now, I am thankful for the people that were with us in the house and in the storefront. And they do hold a special place in my heart, as all everybody has a special place in my heart. Because I don't want us to think that the purpose of this parable is to say, well, I can wait and put off coming into the kingdom and slip in the 11th hour and get in. Because you may not have that 11th hour come upon you. Here's what I think the goal of life should be for everyone here this morning. Okay? No matter how old you are, whatever your age is right now, here's the goal. You ready? The goal should be this: to serve God with the life you have left to the fullest of joy. That should be our goal. What we should do now is don't worry about the years that you didn't serve God. Don't worry about all the stuff in the past. You can't do anything about the past. But what you can do something about is right now, this day. You can do something right now. You can say, you know what? From now until the day that I die, I will live, I will row for the kingdom with full joy in my heart. So for the younger people, I would encourage you, don't wait until you get older to serve Jesus, but go ahead and serve Jesus now, okay? Right now, because God wants to use you now. Because I know He uses young people. I know He uses young people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He uses someone like Daniel. Daniel made up his mind, the Bible says, at a young age to not defile himself. And he was captured and brought into the Babylonian Empire. And he was saturated with pagan thought, pagan schooling. He didn't go to a Christian school. Daniel didn't. He went to the University of Babylonian. And he was taught different religions and different language. But he had a resolve in him to say, I will not surrender my life or lay down my life for the false gods, but I will live my life for the true God. And he did it. He served God for 70 years. You can live for Jesus. I know your culture is saying all kinds of crazy things to you, but they are lying to you. You don't have to conform to this world. You can be transformed. And in Daniel chapter 12, verse 13, it says this. This is the last word that God gave Daniel after he had received his vision. He said, but as for you, he says, go your way to the end. Then you will enter into rest and rise again for your allotted portion at the end of the age. He says, Daniel, you keep doing what you're doing. And you go all the way to the end. And when you die, you rise again, you'll receive the promise that I've made you. What's he saying? Go all the way to the end. Live for Jesus. Live for Jesus all the way, all the way. Moses served God for 80 years. Abraham served God for 100 years. Enoch for 300 years. How many of them are precious in the sight of God? All of them. Guess what? You can make a choice today that from now until then, man, I'm going to serve God with fullness of joy. And I'm going to enjoy it. Maybe we're not communicating the greatness of the kingdom like we should. And what is it? the Christian life. We're saved, forgiven, set free. We get to go to heaven. I've had all my sins forgiven. I've got a hope and a purpose. I have the opportunity to bless others and be and reach out and minister to others. I have the opportunity to pray to my Heavenly Father. And I can read from Him and hear from Him, and I can worship Him, and I can serve Him, and I can tell other people about Him. I get the opportunity to invite someone to the true living God. The joy of serving God and being a Christian far outweighs the joy that this world offers. So why do we struggle so much? Why do Christians struggle so much and not experience the joy of rowing? I think it's because we place ourselves on the throne and take Him off. And we feel like God is indebted to us, when in reality we're indebted to Him. When we realize that, man, we got a loving God who's given us hope, then we're happy to do whatever we can to honor Him. We get to live for Him. We get to witness for Him. We get to honor Him. And that's an exciting thing to do. I want to see other people come with me, don't you, Tony? You want other people to come? It's like, man, we're saved, going to heaven. Woohoo! Yeah, yes! But there's other people that need to be in the boat as well who have saved, set free, growing in their faith, living out their faith. Living water, to much who is given, much is expected. God's blessing us. Let us receive this blessing with joy, and may we continue to be a church that rows for the kingdom. How you rowing? Huh? Let's pray. Father, we thank You. Father, we have the privilege of calling You Father, not because of what we have done, but because of what everything You have done. And Lord, we can read the news, and we can listen and hear what's going on, and we can read the papers, and we realize, Father, that this life is at best very short. And somehow we get deceived by the world into being off course and investing our time and our life in things that really steer us away from the kingdom. And so today I pray that You would help us, Lord, to help us be thankful for Your grace. Lord, that You would help us to be people who want to see others come in and experience Your grace. That we would rejoice when we have other people beside us rowing. And Lord, that we would be so into rowing that we have no time for rocking. And that we're so consumed by the thought that I need to live my life for the glory of God that we can't feel sorry for ourselves. Lord, that we would be so consumed by Your grace that we would never for one moment think that You owe us anything, but that we owe You everything. May we worship You today. Father, if there's someone that's doesn't know You and they need to get in the boat and be in Your kingdom, Lord, would they come? Would they come, Lord, and join us? Join us in the boat of God's kingdom and His salvation. And may we row to the eternal shores. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Let's stand and let's sing and let's come. Let's pray. Let's give thanks. Whatever God's dealing in your heart, would you do this morning?